Yo, today's QOD is, if you think it's hard being successful, try being a failure. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Brian Tracy on the show today. And this has to be one of my favorite talks of all time. If I was a motivational speaker, this is exactly what I'd say to people when I was on stage. You got to get good at what you do. Actually, not just good at what you do. You got to be excellent at what you do. You have to develop your skills. You got to develop your craft. You got to go out there and help people. And you have to be amazing at it. Because when you're amazing at it, when you put in that hard work, you cannot help but become successful. Brian Tracy, he's coming up.
The second letter of the 10 is competence. And this is a discovery that I made a couple of years ago, and it just staggered me because I've been studying success for years. And then there's the book In Search of Excellence, and then there's The Pursuit of Excellence, and then there's Refinding Excellence and Losing Excellence and all the excellence books. And I sat down and looked at this whole concept of excellence, and I saw something that I hadn't noticed. It's almost like something brought to the surface of your mind. I noticed that every single man or woman that I had studied who had achieved any kind of success in any field whatsoever had done it after they had made a commitment to becoming excellent in that field. And I began to look and I began to compare and I began to talk to people, and I speak to thousands of people virtually every month. I found that I never found a single person who was successful who was not excellent at what they did. That competence, the commitment to becoming excellent in your chosen field, is an indispensable prerequisite for success. That if you are not good at what you do, you haven't got a chance in our competitive society unless you win the lottery. That success is predictable if you commit yourself to becoming excellent. It does a whole lot of other things within your mind, but if you commit yourself to becoming excellent, it changes everything about you. And only the top 5 or 10% are excellent. You've heard the rule, the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, that the top 20% of salespeople make 80% of the sales, that the bottom 80% of salespeople make 20% of the sales. Do you know what the difference, the ratio is there? The ratio is the difference between 16 to 1. That the average income of the people in the top 20% is 16 times the average income of the people in the bottom 80%. Now, let me ask you a question. Does it mean the people in the top 20% are 16 times better than the people in the bottom 80%? 16 times more experience? Do they work 16 times the number of hours? Do they have 16 times the number of years of education? Are they 16 times more handsome? Are they 16 times anything? You know that it's not humanly possible to be twice as smart as somebody else. Unless you're looking at very, very unintelligent people and very, very brilliant people. It's just really not humanly possible on average for us to even be twice as smart as anybody else. But 20% of these people are making 16 times the average of the rest. Prudential Insurance Company did a study some years ago, and they put the thousands of agents that they have throughout the United States into their computers and compared their income, and it came out the 80-20 rule worked. 20% of the salespeople were doing 80% of the business. Well, they had all the data on the computer, so they ran it through one more time. They said, what's the average income of the top 20% of the top 20% compared to the bottom 80%? Now, for those mathematicians among you, that works out to the top 4%. What was the average income? They found the top 4% were earning, on average, 32 times the average of the people in the bottom 80%. So they said, this is interesting, and they ran it through one more time. They found that the top 20% of the top 20% of the top 20%, which is the top 0.8%, that's good, top 0.8% were earning, on average, 54 times the average of the people in the bottom 80%. What they found is that in every state and in every major city where they had an office with a large number of agents working out of it, there was one agent who was selling the same product at the same price to the same people with the same competition under the same circumstances, under the same set of difficulties in the economy, who was earning 50 times the amount of the average adult. That there were 50 agents in the office and one person was earning more than all of them put together. Isn't that amazing? And one of the things they found is that the key to this was that each one of these agents had made the commitment to become excellent early in their career. They didn't say, I'm going to go into this and I'm going to earn a living. They said, I'm going to go into this and I'm going to be the best. And they read every single book written by the top agents. And they went to every single seminar and they listened to every single tape. And they spent every single hour they could with other successful people learning what they needed to know to be successful. You must commit yourself to excellence. You must commit yourself to becoming the best. And the wonderful thing is that excellence is a journey. It's not a destination. You never get there. Complacency and satisfaction are the key enemies of excellence. But once you commit yourself to becoming excellent, the whole world opens up for you. A very important point of excellence is this means simply this: do your best every time out and always strive to do it better. Do your best every time out and always strive to do it better. Remember, it's usually the last 5 or 10% of any job or project that makes all the difference. And what we do is we get to 90% done, and then we start to drag our heels. We start to put the paperwork aside. We start to think of excuses. We start to do what is fun and easy rather than what is hard and necessary. A second point with regard to excellence is this, is that if you are not excellent in your field, you don't go anywhere. You're locked in place. I had a young man come up to me at an employment seminar not long ago, and he said, there's no opportunities in sales. He said, I just got laid off. And I said, young man, I said, if you were good in your field, you would not have been laid off, because good salespeople are the rarest people in our society. And he just said, well, I said, have you ever studied sales? He said, well, I don't need to study sales. I said, why not? He says, well, I just do what comes naturally. I said, I rest my case. Selling is an art. Selling today is a profession. Selling is a science. That in order to be good in selling, you have to study it and study it and study it. And you have to study it more than the person next door who's also determined to become excellent. Excellence yields opportunities, because when you become good, you open up. It's almost like the Red Sea of opportunity opens up in front of you. When you become excellent, you come to the attention of people, and people try to get you, and they give you more responsibilities and more opportunities. And you know, when you put on your business card that you're the top person in your particular field, people like to buy from the best salespeople in their fields. And by the way, you can tell how excellent you are at any time of your life, you can tell how excellent you are. Very simple measure. How many job offers have you had this month? Interesting question. How many job offers? How many people called you up and said, I want to hire you away from where you are and I'll pay you more and give you a better deal? Because excellent people get job offers every month. Some of them get job offers every single week. If you're not getting job offers, the market is telling you this is what they think of your level of competence. Very, very important. And if you're going to do anything at all, the only time you're going to get any joy out of it is if you do it well. You see, when we do something well, it gives us a feeling of self-esteem and pride. We feel like a winner. But if we do things in an average way, it doesn't give us anything. You notice that? It doesn't give us anything. We do it in an average way, it doesn't give us anything. But if we do it in a really exceptional way, it makes us feel wonderful about ourselves. That's why the companies that have committed to excellence are not hundreds of percent better in any given area. What they are is they are 1 or 2% better in 100 different areas. And that's the key. You see, you don't have to be a quantum leap different from somebody else. You just have to be a little tiny bit different in the critical areas that make a difference. And you can achieve that simply by making it a goal, setting it as a goal, and working on it. You can become anything that you want to become. The harder you work, the better you get. The harder you work, the better you get. You know, in our society, there's a lot of controversy over why should I work so hard for my job? The fact of the matter is that less than 5% really succeed. That's less than 5% of the population really succeed at life. Of 100 people working today, only one will be wealthy when they retire. 4 will be financially independent. 15 will have some savings. 80% will be broke and dependent upon charities and pensions. Only 1 or 2% of people in each generation really makes it in life. And in every single study, those people who make it are those who work hard, hard, hard. And if you think that it's hard to be successful, try being a failure. Try coming to the end of the trail with no money, dependent upon pensions, and you don't know what hard is until you try living like that. But if you work hard, the average self-made millionaire in America works 12 to 13 hours a day, works about 60 to 65 hours a week. I'll tell you this with regard to hard work, that you, in our society, you only work 8 hours a day for survival. Everything over 8 hours is for success. And if you're only working 8 hours a day, you're in trouble. If you're only working 8 hours a day, you better have a rich uncle, or you better have somebody else who's going to take care of you, because 8 hours a day only gets you survival in our society. Because it's so competitive that somebody else is working 9, they've got an edge on you. Somebody else is working 10, they've got a bigger edge on you. Every hour over 8 that you invest is an investment in your future, is an investment in your success. And if you put in the hours over 8, whether it's studying or reading or working, if you put in the hours, it will pay off, and it will pay off in spades. It's like throwing seed in the ground. When you throw a seed in the ground, the plant that comes up is not just one seed, it's hundreds of seeds. There's a crop that you put in, but you must put the seed in the ground first. The market only pays excellent rewards for excellent performance. It pays average rewards for average performance. It pays below average rewards for below average performance. And I talk to men and women all over America who are unhappy and they're sad and they don't like their work. And you know why? It's because they're not good at what they're doing. Let me give you a couple of key points. It's first of all, you'll never have a feeling of self-esteem and self-worth. You'll never feel wonderful about yourself until you know that you are good at what you're doing. Number two is if you do not love your work enough to want to be the best at it, get out of it the way you would get out of a burning house. Do not stay at a job that you do not love because it is the high road to failure, dissatisfaction, frustration, and unhappiness in life.
That was Brian Tracy. His website is briantracy.com. I found this clip years ago and I cannot remember where I found it, what the source is. So I apologize about that. But you can follow me on Instagram at Sean Croxton. Pick up your QOD merch at QODmerch.com. And I'm going to see you tomorrow with Mr. Ed Milet. I'll see you then. Peace.